expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and we want to welcome you to our Urban Story this gorgeous Saturday of December the 16th, 2017. Miss Diamond, what do you have to say?
Yes, before I forget, I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. I know it's a little early. Christmas is on Monday, December 25th. But just in case the weather turns kind of off, you know, we can't make it in next week, I just want to wish you all a wonderful and blessed Christmas right off the top. And I'm just, you know, happy holidays. It's overdone. Too many stores and businesses on commercials, happy holidays. The only holiday, major holiday at this time is Christmas. I know some Jewish people celebrate Hanukkah, but it's not a religious holiday for the Jewish people. And the only major holiday we're really celebrating is Christmas. So why don't we just say happy holidays and Merry Christmas? How about that? So we cover everyone. Kwanzaa doesn't even begin until January 1st. There's a lot going on. We have a lot to talk about. We couldn't make it into the studio last week, so we're going to try to squeeze in as much as we can today, Saturday, December 16th. And right off the top of my head, the two big stories for me right now are the election results from Alabama and the special election between Doug Jones and Judge Roy Moore. And from the previous week, the Trump administration acknowledging that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. So, well, let's start off, Miss Barbara, with the Alabama election results and your thoughts, please.
Well, I'm very disappointed in the people of Alabama. You know, we elected Donald Trump because we said we wanted the swamps drained. Well, to me, the draining of the swamps also should be taking place in each state, each district. When we put in leftists in office, in any office of power, we're not draining the swamp. Right. What we're doing is we're supplying the swamp with more swamp breeding creatures, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And Roy Moore, I don't think those allegations were proven. Right. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, we know that he's a conservative and a Christian, and I believe a sincere Christian. He fought the courts in reference to having the Ten Commandments removed, and we all know that he lost. But you have to love this country, love the word of God, to put up such a fight, which was detrimental to his career. Mm. He didn't compromise. He stood for what he believed. And I believe Alabama really lost out on a good man. Now we're going to have to watch and see what this freewheeling liberal is going to do for the state of Alabama.
Yeah, Barbara, good analysis, good insight. I was actually surprised by the people of Alabama. But they have spoken, and Roy Moore, to the best of my knowledge, has not conceded as yet.
That's
now,
correct.
One of our friends, our dear friends, Joanne Vaccarella, she posted something on Facebook in which there are allegations that there are 3,000 or 30,000 votes that may have been fraudulently cast in the Alabama election. So maybe there's something to Judge Roy Moore not conceding until things get figured out.
Yeah, they want to figure those things out. That's true.
Because when you talk about voter fraud, and you can Google this and just to make sure I'm correct and keep me honest, in most cases it involves Democrats.
Yes, it does.
That is a fact. So if this is the case in Alabama, because the Alabama's election, it took the liberal media by surprise, because in poll after poll after poll, Judge Roy Moore was ahead, even if it was by 3 or 4 points.
4, 7, right. Different numbers would come out. But we should be fed up or aware of the polls, because the polls predicted the win for Hillary.
Right.
That's why I stopped watching the polls. I watched the rallies.
Got it. Now, Barbara, before I move on to my next story, I'd like to give an update on your book, because I think there's some positive updates. Tell us, not only are you on Amazon, but tell the audience where else they can find your book?
You can find Escaping the Racism of Low Expectation by Barbara from Harlem. As Ms. Diamond has said, you can find it on Amazon, but Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Simon Schuster, and then I did barely see something on a website called BAM, which is a reader's club. Mm-hmm. So please do your pre-ordering now. This way, if the publisher sees a lot of pre-orders, I don't know how many is the number, but then they will make sure that the book is published ahead of the spring schedule.
Yes, and I just want to repeat that. It's called Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations from Barbara, or by Barbara from Harlem. And that's a lot to take in with the title, but just plug in Barbara from Harlem and Google, and her book and her name will pop up on Amazon and these different sites. Now, with a pre-ordering, you do not have to pay anything when you pre-order. You just give your name, they'll probably ask you for your address, but there's no upfront money. And the book is scheduled to be published in May of next year, but we want to get in as many pre-orders as possible. Barbara, do you have an email address if people would like more information from you?
Yes, you can email me at Barbara from Harlem, HARLEMUSA at yahoo.com.
And I'm going to repeat that. That's Barbara, BARBARA. From FROM as in Michael, Harlem, USA at yahoo.com.
That is correct.
Thank you, Barbara. Excellent, excellent information. We appreciate that. Now, Barbara, our next big topic is the fact that after 70 years, when the State of Israel was founded or refounded in some people's minds, the United States has finally acknowledged Jerusalem as a capital of Israel. Now, as you know, the Jerusalem has been the eternal capital of Israel since the time of King David, who was the second king of Israel. So we're talking roughly 3,000 years ago. And when the State of Israel was founded 70 years ago, the Jewish people maintained Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. They have their parliament there, their Supreme Court there. So Jerusalem has been the capital of Israel for thousands of years. But when it was named the capital of the State of Israel 70 years ago, no nation would accept it as the capital of Israel, including the United States, which is a shame because Israel is the only country this has ever happened to where they couldn't even name their own capital. Finally, President Trump did the right thing. Not finally, he did the right thing. He does a lot of things right. But finally, the United States is doing the right thing by acknowledging and affirming that Jerusalem is the capital of the State of Israel. Barbara, your thoughts, please.
Well, I say that I must applaud President Trump because from what I understand, this directive has been on the books since the 1990s.
Yes.
And no other president until we got Donald John Trump was brave enough, bold enough, and convicted enough to do what should have been done many years ago.
Yes, exactly.
And now the uglies are coming out of the woodworks, and they're going nuts. Because remember, at the, I think it was 2012 Democratic National Convention, they didn't want Jerusalem mentioned as the capital of Israel. They didn't want God mentioned.
That's right.
Etc. I mean, that convention was about contraceptives contraceptives and abortions.
Right. Yeah.
Those were their themes.
Right.
But and you know, there are a lot of them in that crowd are godless people, so they hate the fact that we have a president who named God's holy city as the capital of the people he chose to be their God. He initially chose the Jews, and a lot of people are upset about that, have always been upset about that, and have been jealous of that. But as a Christian, I can be grafted in, and I have been adopted into that family.
You know, Barbara, I have a lot to say about this, actually. There have been a lot of reactions, and some of the reactions point to anti-Semitism, in my view. The individual, this man who holds the keys to the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, said he was not going to allow Vice President Michael Pence into the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem in protest of President Trump's decision. Now, a couple of thoughts. Number one, Jerusalem, as I just said it, has been the capital of Israel for thousands of years. Israel was lost. It was taken over, as we know, by the Romans, and speed up history by the Ottoman Empire. The Great Britain sent in their army and defeated the Ottoman Empire in the early 20th century. When Great Britain created the Balfour Declaration, which created a homeland for the Jews, and as part of that, when they did that in the late 1940s, the UN voted to give Israel part of that land, and it's called the State of Israel. But Israel has always been a part of that part of the world for thousands of years before Christianity and Islam ever existed.
And it's always been a home of the Jews.
Absolutely.
Period. They didn't just move there or just happen there like those Arabs who are in Palestine, because the first Palestinians, to the best of my knowledge and according to the Bible, were Jewish people.
Thank you.
You know, and these people who are occupying Palestine can be absorbed into the what I think is about 22 Arab nations that surround little Israel. But they don't want to do it because they realize, you know, in the Quran, and I can't quote it verbatim from what surah it's from, it says no one has a right to worship anyone other than Allah.
Mm-hmm, that is correct.
So I believe that it's just a direct hatred aimed at, number one, the God of Israel, because it's a different God. You know, sometimes Christians say, oh, Allah is just another name for God, and we serve the same God. That is not true. That is as inaccurate as you can come.
That's right.
That's very inaccurate. So the bottom line is, even Christians don't understand how important it is to stand up for the Jews, because without Judaism, there is no Christianity.
Barbara, you said a mouthful.
There is no Christianity.
But I think if we can, let's break it down. One of the things we need to understand is there's a reason why in Matthew we are given the genealogy
of course, Yeshua. Of course.
Jesus, Yeshua, came through the line of David for a reason.
Yes, and the Bible substantiates that. Now, we must remember, the Church of Christ was established in the first century. It wasn't until approximately the 7th century, 6th or 7th century, but most of I've read is 7th century, that Muhammad came up with trying to make the Arab people monotheistic, worshiping one God instead of the many gods. And he copied different rituals from Christianity as well as Judaism. But the bottom line is the Bible predates the Quran by centuries.
Absolutely.
And the Bible has historical evidence to support the claims, and Islam does not.
Well, it's interesting that I saw somewhere on Facebook where this Palestinian Arabs, by the way, a lot of so-called Palestinians are from Jordan.
Yes.
There is no distinct ethnic group called Palestinian. They that whole area was called Palestine during the British Mandate and even before that. So as Golda Meir, she was the first female prime minister, has said, she's now passed, she died in 1973, she was a Palestinian Jew. Because if you were in that era, you were called a Palestinian. So for people to act as though Jews are somehow interlopers into the area,
that's not
occupiers,
true.
That is historically incorrect.
For
the Palestinian Arabs to say they have had a presence there for 5,000 years, trying to outdo the fact that David named Jerusalem as the capital of Israel 3,000 years ago, is historically absurd. When they do archaeological digs in that part of the world, they find Jewish artifacts. I have yet for them to find any Palestinian artifact. The whole Palestinian thing is a construct of modern history. That is what Yasser Arafat and others came up with, this whole Palestinian thing. And the leftist media, the secularists, and Muslim sympathizers glommed onto this Palestinian term as if they are an ancient people.
You know,
they are ancient only in the fact that they're Arabs who are ancient people, they go back into the Bible. And in fact, when Nehemiah wanted to rebuild the wall in Jerusalem, the ones who were fighting him amongst those who were fighting him were Arabs. And this is thousands of years ago.
You know, and that's the thing about it. You know, if we look into history, Islam does not have the historical evidence that Christianity, Judaism have. And that's the bottom line. It's a man-made religion.
Absolutely.
You know, that's why they say their founder is Muhammad.
Right.
And, you know, he made up things according to how he wanted to make them up.
And Jerusalem is not mentioned in the Quran.
No, it's not.
That is very important for us to understand. And if Muhammad wanted to, he could have mentioned Jerusalem, because Jerusalem had been in existence over 1,000 years, if my history is right, by the time Muhammad hit the earth. He was aware of Judaism. He was aware of Christianity.
Of course he was.
But he chose not to put Jerusalem in the Quran. Jerusalem, on the other hand, is mentioned hundreds of times
in the Bible.
And by one estimate, 700 times in the Bible. King David named Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
But not only that,
it's
the city of
throughout.
God.
It is the city of God. I think we first hear Jerusalem, if I'm not mistaken, in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, and it's mentioned throughout all the way through the book of Revelation. But not once in the holy, so-called to them, holy Quran. So that the claim that Arabs have to Jerusalem is very thin. It's very fragile. What they did, they conquered Jerusalem. As we know, that's what caused the Crusades. They built the Dome of the Rock, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, on top of a Jewish temple. Okay?
Right.
That's their only religious hold onto Jerusalem, and that is very tenuous.
And that's because of their hatred toward a people who were chosen by God.
Right.
Now, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing about it is that the God that the Jews worship as well as the Christians worship is not a God of murder and mayhem.
Right.
And it's a God that has blessed the Jewish people supernaturally. I mean, look at the inventions. When we went over there, we saw deserts that were now producing vegetables. And those are miraculous things to see going on. But the bottom line is we must stand with Jerusalem, because Jerusalem is the only democracy in that area of the world.
Yeah, Israel is.
Israel is, that's correct. And I applaud President Trump for making this move, although it's been challenged by, being challenged.
Well, you know, it's being challenged. You had over 82 Arab nations saying that he should rescind the acknowledgement of Jerusalem as the capital. You even had the Pope, who represents 1.6 billion Catholics, saying that Jerusalem should remain of the status quo. Now, Jerusalem, the Pope, who should be reading the Bible,
He doesn't.
Knows that Jerusalem, without Judaism, Jerusalem would not have its meaning. Because Jerusalem, the heart of it, it came through Judaism, correct? Jesus had his ministry there, but Jesus was a Jew. Jesus came through the line of David, King David.
That is correct.
Exactly.
And the Jews are always saying shalom and, you know, peace and all that. Yes. They're not the terrorists in that area.
Right. No.
We can be assured of that.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's how that goes. That's how that goes.
Well,
we have to stand.
Trump is being challenged, and then the person who opens the key to the Holy Sepulchre, like I say, he's trying to deny Mike Pence a visitation there. But again, the hold that the Palestinian Arabs have on Jerusalem is very tenuous. Just to give you a little bit more history, in 1949, Jordan had captured Jerusalem and had banned Jews from the Western Wall, which is one of the holiest sites in Judaism. Christians were restricted when Jordan controlled Jerusalem. Jews had, I believe, Eastern Jerusalem at that time, but Jordan controlled the Western Wall.
But they
when
got
in
it
1967,
back, yeah.
Israel won that war, captured all of Jerusalem,
right,
including the Western Wall. And Israel could have destroyed the Dome of the Rock. Israel could have destroyed which is called the Al-Aqsa Mosque. But Moshe Dayan, who was the air commander, chose not to do that. That shows the decency of the Jewish people.
And they get no respect from many of these nations for being so respectful toward people who are of a different persuasion than they are. So that's where that stands. And some of the other what other items did you want to discuss, Ms. Diamond?
Well, we have the tax bill, the GOP tax bill.
Absolutely.
Now, it's very interesting. The president wants to sign it based on a peripheral review of the GOP tax bill. I haven't done a deep dive as yet. It seems like it will benefit the middle class and the working class.
Absolutely.
The grand old party, the Republican Party, is trying to pass it before Christmas. But the Democrats want to wait until the new year when Doug Jones, who is a newly elected senator from Alabama, when he is seated, because it'll give him won't give them majority, but it'll give them.
That's why I don't understand people who say, you know, we want Donald Trump to drain the swamp. Recently, Murphy got elected in New Jersey. In Alabama, the people let this one get through. You know, even during the election, when Cory Booker, who was a very outstanding, you know, liberal, when he defeated Steve Lonergan in the bid for the Senate. When are we going to start draining the swamp? We have the power to elect people who believe in America, who believe in the traditions of America, to be placed into those seats of power and stop putting in these liberal-minded, anti-American, anti-borders people who are doing nothing but trying to destroy our country and turn it into a socialistic nightmare.
Well, you know, we also need the candidates. I think in the New Jersey race, I didn't really see any viable Republican candidates for governor. Maybe it's not that they weren't viable. They weren't that visible. Maybe
that's a problem.
Is more applicable because people tend to vote for those whom they know. So if the Republicans are not putting money into these races, getting out and meeting people.
And they didn't put money in there.
Then you're going to expect for a Democrat to win in New Jersey. That doesn't shock
me.
That's disgraceful.
And
Christie wasn't, I mean, Christie, you know, I thought he started off strong, but Christie didn't end up being such a great governor at some level. So that didn't help either. And Christie's obviously Republican.
I think Christie was a lot better than the alternative.
All right. In Alabama, one of the issues in Alabama is, I don't know, you know, some people are saying Roy Moore wasn't a good candidate. I can't really say that. But if he operated at all like a Steve Lonergan, in which he didn't get out and meet people and really, you know, you got to be a people person running these races. You can't just campaign in the suburbs. You got to go into the inner cities of Montgomery, Birmingham, Mobile, and talk to people who may be outside of your comfort zone. And I don't know if Roy Moore did that. I don't know if he spoke to the African Americans and others in Alabama. He may have just conceded those people to the Democrats. And that is a mistake that Republicans make. They too often concede the inner cities to the Democrats, and they end up losing these races are potentially winnable. Because Steve Lonergan, I'm not saying he would have necessarily won, but he may have beaten Cory Booker, because Cory Booker did not have a great record.
No, he didn't.
As the mayor of Newark. He didn't even live in Newark. So I think that Steve Lonergan, if he had been a little more personable and gotten out there, he might have had a better chance. Barbara.
You know, and Republicans need to get their message out to the average person, and they need to be able to communicate on their level. You know, and because what's happening in our country, it's not good when we have governors being elected who are very liberal. Murphy wants to turn Jersey into a sanctuary city. And we don't need that. We need governors. We need senators representing the voice of the people. And the voice of the people says, respect our borders. Respect our laws. Excuse me.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Respect our country.
Right.
That's what we want.
Absolutely.
So, you know, the battle goes on, my friends. It goes on. Let me give you the call-in number to hear your voice and your opinion. 973-925-4559. Shortly, we're going to be going to a break, but we want you to stay tuned because we have some more good things on the table for you to digest. Love you.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program, DDVRadio.com.
Okay, here we are back again, and please let me give you that number right off the bat, 973-925-4559. And Ms. Diamond, you wanted to talk about what's going on with this Russian probe?
Yes, it looks like, just to right now, that Robert Mueller's investigation is falling apart. There doesn't seem to be any strong evidence. I mean, they're continuing to interview and investigate. But apparently, some on his team are anti-Trump, so there is no neutrality, there is no impartiality, They are against Donald Trump, and they want to find something on the president. But so far, it looks like they're coming up empty. I mean, yeah, I mean, we know about, you know, Michael Flynn, former NSA director. He had to resign because he wasn't telling the truth about meeting Russians. Yeah, we know about that. But we're talking about directly a hit on the president, directly evidence involving the president. There doesn't seem to be
right.
any. And we
no
have
evidence.
Found out about text messages being exchanged between members of Mueller's investigative team, and which they're talking about. They're proud of I forget her name, who defied Trump. So apparently Robert Mueller has members on his team who are anti-Trump. Therefore, I don't know how they're going to investigate Trump with impartiality.
They can't. Mm-hmm. And people are calling for Mueller to step away from this issue totally. Most of the voters, I believe Breitbart says it's 54%, say that he has a conflict of interest. Mm-hmm. Number one, number two, he's a close friend of James Comey. Mm-hmm. That would, I think that would present, you know, compromise and, you know, reasons why he should step away from this whole entire issue. Because the conflict of interest is real. And Peter, Strzok, I don't know how to pronounce this. I've heard it pronounced. Mm-hmm. Strzok, whatever, mm-hmm. was anti-Trump mm-hmm. and very involved in the FBI. He was there. Mm-hmm. And they've gotten a hold of some of his text messages and things like that. Now, I'm not saying him, but some text messages that they have been looking into, and I, you know, looked at them briefly. Mm-hmm. They were really talking about trying to find out who broke it to the news that Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton were meeting.
Right,
that's
right.
Part of those emails that I was looking at, you know, that FBI people were sending back and forth because they wanted whoever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, whoever informed people that these two would be meeting, Clinton and mm-hmm. Lynch, mm-hmm. they want that person reprimanded.
Oh, really?
For what they did. Yes,
wow.
That was supposed to have been secret. In other words.
Wow. Interesting.
So we have a lot of cleaning and draining the swamp to do on a local level. Mm-hmm. That's why it was so good for our president to go to the graduating class of FBI, even though we're discovering that our FBI has a lot of glitches.
Corruption involved.
And corruption. Yes. That's right. But he was there to encourage those graduates. And we're proud of him for doing that. And from what I understand, no president, U.S. president, has done that in 46 years.
Well, I think that's awesome. And I'm glad the president did go to the graduation of the FBI graduates. He said before the graduation ceremony that a lot of Americans are angry at the FBI.
That's correct.
Well, you know, I don't know if I totally agree with him, but I would say a number of Americans are concerned about what appears to be corruption at the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And I really think Robert Mueller needs to start winding down this investigation.
Absolutely.
I don't think, I mean, there might be, you know, hitches and glitches, you know, Donald Trump Jr. speaking, you know, it doesn't make sense for me why he would even speak to a Russian
Absolutely.
Person.
Doesn't make sense.
The information he received was public information by Hillary Clinton. Seemed like a waste of time. But there's really nothing solid, nothing criminal that says they work with Russian agents to try to, because the whole premise
persuade
of
this,
persuade this
election.
There you go.
That's all it's about.
The premise of this whole investigation is that the Russians work with the Trump campaign to sway this election in Trump's favor. And part of it is based on a dossier that has since been discredited.
Absolutely, and
so
totally.
So that's your premise, that the whole basis upon which you're conducting this investigation, and those two premises are flawed, then I think it's time for the investigation to start winding down.
I think so, too, you know, because they're going from here to there, and every time they seem to discover something, they discover more DNC and Clinton corruption and wrongdoings. Mm-hmm. So just for that, it was good. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, it's seen its better days. Let's move on to something else, because I do believe that he should disqualify himself from this investigation.
I think
but the bottom line is, Even Lisa Bloom, she's the daughter of Allred.
Yeah, Gloria Allred.
Mm-hmm. How she even tried to get people, pay women, mm-hmm. raise money, and pay women. Of course, she was going to keep most of the money, some of the money, mm-hmm. to make accusations against Donald Trump.
Right. Yeah, Bill O'Reilly, we all know who he is. He said he had a tape confirming or, confirming, I guess, that Gloria Allred's daughter, who's also an attorney, Lisa Bloom, was offering money to women to say that Donald Trump had sexually assaulted them, confronted them, whatever. And that's shocking. It's not really shocking, but it goes to show the level of hatred against this man. Now, I think what's going to happen with Lisa Bloom is that she's going to be probably brought before the state bar of whatever state she practices in. I know her mother practices in California. I assume her daughter, same situation, because the bar in that state, Lisa Bloom, they're going to have to investigate the state bar of California. If that's where she has her law license,
right,
they're going to have to investigate because that is simply unethical.
It is.
And it's here on Breitbart.com. Lisa Bloom sought six-figure payoffs Donald Trump accusers. And I think that's shocking, and I think that's really diabolical to try to do this to this man. Whether he's the president of the United States or your local post office carrier, you don't try to destroy someone's life. I mean, that's horrible for her to attempt to do that. So I'm glad that was uncovered. I'm glad that that is moving in the direction where it's exonerating Donald Trump.
Absolutely, absolutely. But like I said, and I'm going to repeat again, and I hope you, all of you listening out there, will realize how important it is to drain the local swamps. We have to stop sending these people back, and they have been failing us over and over and over again. I mean, the only reason why you would keep voting for someone who has failed you is that you're psychotic.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You keep voting for the same person, expecting different results, and you get the same results, but yet and still you vote for them again. Exactly. Break that cycle.
Exactly.
You know, get that chain off the brain.
Exactly.
And do what's right for America. Do what's right for your community. Do what's right for your country.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to go back to the story we were talking about earlier in the acknowledgement of Jerusalem. The Muslim mayor of Nazareth, he canceled Christmas.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
But then, as you've noted on Breitbart, he has rescinded that decision, which is good. And I'm also seeing that the White House signals support for Western Wall being part of Israel. Now, what's troubling and interesting at the same time is, why does Israel have to fight for acknowledgement of their historical sites? No other country has to do this, not at this level. The Western Wall, the Wailing Wall, has been part of Israel for thousands of years, yet they have to fight the United Nations and other agencies to get what is historically theirs to be recognized as being a part of Jewish history. And I have to bring in the story where the United Nations, some other agency in the United Nations, named some historical Jewish monuments, I forget the name off the top of my head, named them or put them under the control of the Palestinian Authority. And these are historical Jewish sites. This is just crazy to me.
It is crazy.
I'm glad that the White House is signaling support for the Western Wall being part of Israel. It just only makes sense.
Absolutely. And I'm just so proud that we do have a president that has the guts and the nerve and the desire to do what's right by Israel.
Exactly.
Israel is our only true friend there in the Middle East.
Absolutely.
And they are the only democracy. And we need to support them. We need to support what our president is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know.
Exactly. Well, you know, so much is going on in the world, and one of the things that's going on constantly is this hatred of Trump. It needs to stop. Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, he said that Chicago is one city that the president will never sleep in. First of all, he has no right to say that. He has a right to say that, but he has no right to act on that. He cannot stop the president of the United States from spending a night in the city of Chicago.
And
that's crazy.
Our president just might pull his checkbook out and buy a place in Chicago.
Exactly.
He can sleep where he wants.
And I believe they have a Trump Tower in Chicago. So it's just really discouraging to see just the hatred of Donald Trump. It's unwarranted. Donald Trump has done a lot of charitable work over the years. He has helped at some level in the African-American community. He will continue to do that. Now, speaking of the African-American community, recently, Omarosa Manigault.
Yes.
Omarosa, she's been on a few reality shows. She's done a couple of TV shows with Donald Trump, and that's how she and Donald Trump became acquainted. She was recently fired, let go from the White House.
I heard that she resigned.
Then she said she resigned.
That's what I first heard.
Secret Service, they deactivated her pass, and so she had to leave the White House, right? So, you know, she gave an interview recently. Well, I wasn't comfortable saying something to the effect of, I wasn't comfortable with what I was seeing regarding my people, meaning black people at the White House. I don't know what to make of Omarosa's comments. I know Omarosa is a limelight seeker. There may be nothing to her comments. And maybe she wasn't a fit with how General Kelly, who took over as chief of staff, he wanted a disciplined White House. And maybe Omarosa just didn't fit. Maybe she did not want to follow the orders that General Kelly was giving out. Your thoughts?
I thought I read, and you know, it's so hard to decipher what's correct and what's not. That, number one, that she resigned and she didn't have to be told to get out and stuff like that. That's what I heard. We don't know what the truth is because we weren't there.
Right.
But I hope whatever it is, you know, like Donald Trump said in his tweet, we wish her well.
Right.
And a successful life. And that's all we can do.
Right.
You know, the paper's anxious for a story, anxious to try to make the White House look bad. So... it's no telling about that, you know.
Exactly. Right. And we do wish Omarosa bad.
Absolutely.
All the best. I'm sorry. All the best.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we'll just keep marching on because I don't believe that Donald Trump is racist. I think he's a very pro-American. He identifies with the average American. He at his golf course in Mar-a-Lago, he insisted on the, it wasn't Mar-a-Lago, but another golf course where they excluded blacks and Jews.
Right.
And Donald Trump insisted on blacks and Jews being included or allowed to golf at that particular golf course. There's no history of Donald Trump. In fact, Reverend Jesse Jackson honored Donald Trump. He was, I don't know about friends, but he was buddies with Al Sharpton at one time.
You know, I just don't understand how they like to slap people with this racist title without any evidence of racism. Was he in a Ku Klux Klan? Did he burn a cross in somebody's yard? Give me that kind of proof. You know, what did he say that because you're black, I don't want your money, you can't live on my property or even come on my property or play golf on my property? Those acts of racism, they can call, you know, the other side can call so many people racist and they themselves are the biggest racists. I believe we have someone on. No, we lost a call. Hello? Okay, we lost a call. Hopefully they'll call back. We're sorry about that, listener. Please call us back again. But I know you've heard about how this federal judge blocked Trump's administration when he was trying to roll back the contraceptive mandate that violates the religious conscience of some people.
Correct. Right.
You know, particularly the Catholics.
Right.
What exactly. Do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a shame, you know, because there is religious freedom.
Right.
And any Catholic institution, which Catholics have been on the forefront of life issues, being, you know, pro-life, standing up to abortion clinics, that is one of their key things. That's what they strongly believe in. And to force any Catholic institution to provide contraceptives or to support abortion is abominable.
It is abominable.
You know, if you believe in, if you're pro-abortion, if you want contraceptives, number one, you can get them through the health department. If you're on Medicaid, if you're low income,
they give them to you free.
They give them to you free, and you don't have to go to that Catholic institution if you're dead set on abortion. So I really don't appreciate that. The issue with a lot of judges is that they're bringing in their personal agenda, their political agendas. They're not basing it on laws or precedents. So I
that's why it's important for us to drain the swamp.
It is very important because it affects you know, our federal judges, the judiciary is affected. So it's very important for us to be involved and have that knowledge. I think we're trying to get another call.
Yes, I think we are.
Yes, caller.
Hello, caller.
Hello. Hi. I have a comment.
Oh, yes, we'd love to hear from you.
I think Bea was right on point when she talked about Omarosa being a limelight seeker.
Yes, yes, yes.
But also, when you work in high security companies or organizations, once you resign or whatever, they pretty much export, you know, have you exit expeditiously. They pretty much, they take away your credentials pretty expeditiously. Mm.
Okay, all right. So that's a normal
procedure.
Yeah,
when
procedure.
You work in high security. Yeah, pretty much when you work in high security places, they're not going to have you lingering around.
Mm, so maybe so, that was it.
You know, but I do believe with her dropping, saying she didn't like what she saw going on, I do agree that she is a limelight seeker. Yeah. So we'll just have to wait and see, but great point, great conversation.
Thank you so very much, Carla. And where are you calling from?
My name is Tina from Tennessee.
Tina from Tennessee. Thank you, and please call again.
Thank you.
Have
thank
a Merry Christmas.
Too.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because the risk is if she was resigning, let's say in January, because
okay.
I think I heard too,
January,
her last day,
yes.
Her last day was going to be January 20th or sometime in January.
Yes, on the anniversary of his inauguration.
Right,
yes.
And the risk is, you know, you don't want anyone taking information, not that she's an unethical person, but you don't want that risk. And if Omarosa said she's known the president for 14 years, and that may be true because reality TV shows started kicking in the early 2000s. So I don't want to hear her coming out saying she saw troubling things at the White House involving black people.
Right.
And then on the other hand, oh, I'm Donald Trump's friend. I mean, don't say anything inflammatory if it's not true, because the credibility, her credibility will go into the toilet.
That's correct. That's mm-hmm. correct. That's correct. Yeah, so we have that mm-hmm. to see how it unfolds.
Right, right.
You know.
Now, to lighten it up a little bit.
Yes.
Are you ready for, well, let's address something a little more serious, because we were talking offline, and thank you again, caller, for that. Let's talk to people who, for this time of year, it's not so happy and joyous. And I know that's something maybe you can relate to, Barbara. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Right, because, you know, this may be the first Christmas, second Christmas, or whatever Christmas it is that someone's loved one, you know, has departed, and they're not going to be with them. And it just highlights their absence when you have these holidays rolling around. Well, I'm in that situation. I'm in that predicament also. But I have to focus on the good that I had with my son. And I'm thinking about my son, the good that we had for the years that we had it. And then we have to be reassured that one day we will see that person again. Yes, it's hard to get through the holidays with everybody laughing, you know, jeering and having a wonderful time. And you're sitting back thinking, you know, why did my loved one have to leave, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. Believe you me, if you have faith in God, God will comfort your heart. Mm. And he will take you through these times. And it will not be as rough as your mind is trying to tell you it's going to be. It's going to be hurtful. Mm-hmm. But I can guarantee you, if you keep looking up, look up to the hill from whence cometh your help. Mm-hmm. Look up. And who controls that hill? God controls that hill. Once we keep looking up to him, we can get through and get around and get over any obstacle.
Absolutely. Thank you, Barbara. That was quite beautiful. And let's remember those who are, you know, in shelters, who are lonely. You have a lot of elderly people in nursing homes who may not get a lot of visitors. Think about maybe visiting a nursing home. You have to clear it with the front desk, of course, but maybe visiting some elderly people on Christmas Day. Take some time out, you know, the Christmas, exchanging gifts, eating good food. That's all wonderful. But let's think about those who are in nursing homes, who are on cancer wards, children who are in hospitals,
yes,
and in prisons, not to be bleak or gloomy, but I want us to remember those who have less and be grateful for what we have. We may not get a lot on Christmas, but at least we have life.
Life and health and life, they're more important than any gift. You know, I just wanted to touch briefly. I was looking at Breitbart, and saw that Hillary came out of her shell, and she was on the Ellen DeGeneres show and said that GOP agenda is fanning the flames of white supremacy and misogyny and homophobia. Wow. I mean, is this all this lady has to say? And she's the one, when she gave her concession speech, talked about unifying the country. Mm. Is this statement unification in 101? Mm-hmm. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, she hates Donald Trump. That's quite evident.
Yeah.
And the GOP, you know, they've trained even a lot of black people I know that the word Republican, that's a curse word to them.
Right. That's true.
You know, the GOP agenda is fanning the flames. How can they be fanning the flames for white supremacy? Mm. Would you explain that to me, Miss Diamond?
Well, I mean, by expressing pride in America, Donald Trump, putting America first, you have some in the Democratic Party, particularly the liberal wing,
yes,
who want to stretch that into something it's not. Just because you're pro-America, you respect the working man and woman, okay?
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution. You're not segmenting people into these different groups, blacks, lesbians, gays, and
right,
Indians,
right,
and
right.
Asians. The Republican mindset, the conservative mindset, is that we're all Americans pretty much, okay?
Absolutely.
But Trump is putting America first. What Democrats are saying, because he believes in that agenda, he's feeding into this nationalism, this pro-white movement, and there's no evidence of that.
None.
Trump used to date a black woman. There's no evidence that Trump is a racist. Not one. The only time that Trump has been called a racist, the first time I've ever heard him called racist, is when he announced he was running for president.
Of course.
And all bets were off, and particularly when he won against Hillary. But they want to keep this theme going that Republicans are all about white rich people, and that is absolutely not true. The Democratic policy and their policies, I should say, you see it reflected in cities like Detroit, in Newark, and other areas where it does not work, because eventually you run out of other people's money. When you always want people to be the victim, for blacks to feel like victims perpetually, you are harming black people. When you're not facing or getting at the root of the problem, which is the broken home. But Democrats always want black people to feel like they're victims, and they're segmenting. We have gays and lesbians over here, women there, and transgender and all that. Instead of trying to unify the country, the Democrats have done a great job in dividing the country.
And I just thank you for giving an overview of the book that Barbara from Harlem is promoting.
Absolutely.
Escaping.
Yes.
The racism.
Right.
Of low expectations.
Yes.
You will not be disappointed, because you and I were thinking basically the same thing, and I have it on paper in the book. They need victims. They want victims.
Yes.
They don't want you to have hope in America. They don't want you to have even hope in yourself. They want you to keep voting them into office, because they want to convince you that they are your only hope.
Absolutely.
For any kind of success in your life. They are your only hope.
Right.
For happiness.
Right.
What your creator endowed with you, you know, that's not even on the table.
And that's one of the downsides of always depending on the government.
Yes.
Because if you depended on the government for your check on the 1st and the 15th, it means you don't have to tap into your natural gifts.
That's correct.
You don't have to tap into a work ethic to make you grow. Yes, a lot of jobs are stressful, they're hard, but they also, that stress and that challenge creates character. It helps you learn endurance.
Yes, it
does. But if you're sitting home watching Jenny Jones and talk shows and getting a check, you're not beating the system. The system is beating you.
No.
And you're not tapping into your God-given gifts. This country was not built on welfare.
It was not.
Built on hard work, Judeo-Christian values, and capitalism. That's what this country is built on. But these liberal professors don't want people to know that. These Democrats don't want minorities to understand that. They think it's just about getting. This country is about pulling all your resources
together
and putting your product, even if it includes yourself, on the marketplace as a professional, whatever it is. It could be a secretary, it could be an investor. But that's what this country is about. It's not about.
That's right. And that's what built this country.
That's what built this country.
Yes, I built that. Mm-hmm. We had pride in those words because we did, even if it was just a letter that you typed for your boss, yes, I did that, yes. But we've lost some of that. And that's just where the Democrats and the godless secular humanists want Americans to be. And that book, you know, the book that I've written, if you read it and apply it, it should help bring those, it should help break those mental shackles.
I think this book is going to be a big seller. The marketing, we have to get the marketing out there, get it into people's minds and in their heads. We got to get the buzzword going on escaping the racism of low expectations.
Yes.
Get it more, get the buzz going on about this. Barbara from Harlem. And then I think we should see a great success.
And remember, you can order it and you don't have to pay yet. I mean, you don't have to pay immediately for it. We're going to be leaving you. And remember, this is our Urban Story.
Thank you.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDV Radio. DGVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DGVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now.